Now, I wasn't sure exactly what to talk about tonight. And I decided that, at least for the Baruch Hashem and Meisher, maybe a Shiva Chazara, which wouldn't be a bad idea. And for everyone, maybe something different. Zegamar da Samachei Omer Aleph. Gufa Omarav, Keren Ke'en Shigonav, Tashlume Kev, Tashlume Dal Vehe, Kishas Hamod Abedin. Now, what does this mean? Now, let's just set down certain klolim that there is some clarity on. There's a difference between Momon and Knas. Momon, I pay for something that you lost. I steal from you, and the object is gone. I have to repay you for what you lost. That's Momon. Halva, I borrowed from you. I have to give you back what I took away from you. I damaged your property. I have to give you the money that you lost. So that's money that I took from you in all different ways, beheta, beyisu, whatever. I'm a shomer. The object got lost. You lost. I have to make sure you don't lose. That's called mama. And the chiyuv is created by the person himself. I steal from you. I create the chiyuv, and I owe you the money. I borrow, I created the chiyuv, I owe you the money. I'm a shomer, it got lost, I owe you the money. It's called mamon. And whether you ask me for it or you don't ask me for it, I still owe you the money and I have to pay you. No question. Beis Din is there to enforce a previously existing chov. That's mamon. Knas. Knas is different. It's not keneged hahefzer. And there can be two types of knas. One type of knas is knas hakotzud b'torah. 50 shekel. You do onus mafati, 50 shekel. You pay 50. What was lost? I don't care what was lost. Is anything lost? Irrelevant. You pay a certain fixed amount. We don't look what was lost or what wasn't lost. On the other hand, there is a different type of knas. Kefil dalad vehe. I'm a ganav. I steal from you. So I get caught. I have to pay you, give you what you lost, plus extra. It's a knas. On knas, on kefil, the pasuk says, Asher yashiun Elohim yishalem shnayim l'reyehu. And Chazal learned, Asher yashiun Elohim, what's Elohim? There, it's a bezdin of smuchim, a bezdin of smicha. That only a bezdin of smicha can be machayev knas and collect the knas. That's why we're not gover knasos b'zman hazeh. We don't have a bezdin of smuchim. Now, here, we've shown him a split. You take a look in Tosus, in Ksubis, I'm a gimel at base. So it says a very, very simple thing. Knas, what I did, didn't create any chiyuv. Bezdin, when they passed and you have to pay, they create the chiyuv. And therefore, if there is no bezdin to create the chiyuv, there's no chiyuv. I don't have to pay on my own. That's why there's halacha moda b'knas potter. I walk into bezdin, I'm moda, I'm potter. So says Tosis and Ksubis. The Rajba, in 5-6 places, Baba Kama, Ayin Dalet, Omer Beis, the greatest length, Ayin Aleph, Lama Gimel, Ksubis, Mem Aleph, countless places, says exactly the same thing. Bezdin creates the Chiyuv. Since Bezdin creates the Chiyuv, you cannot, there is no Chiyuv until Bezdin goes and creates it. You don't have to voluntarily pay. Tosfos, even though Tosfos and Ksuba says it, Tosfos and Makos Daf Hey Amud Aleph, seems to imply that no, the Chiyuv exists, but Bezdin doesn't enforce it until Bezdin paskens. Rabbi Kiega jumps, that's against who knows how many sugyas that seem to say that Bezdin creates it. The one person who seems to imply that this is not so is the Rosh. The Rosh at the end of the first parak of Baba Kama seems to say the following, that in the case of a knas, you can be tofes. That means, eino chanami, Bezdin will not enforce it unless it's a Bezdin of smuchim. So Bezdin, if Bezdin paskins, Bezdin ups it from a chov that's not subject to Gvir's Bezdin to a chov that is subject to Gvir's Bezdin. However, if Bezdin shel smuchim doesn't apply, the chov exists. And the person go and grab it and take it for himself, even because Bezdin doesn't enforce it, the person himself enforces it. That seems to be the pashas of the Rosh, the end of the first parak of Baba Kama. Now, here we have Keren, Kain Shigonov. Why is Keren Kain Shigonov? Keren, there's Gzela. So what is the Maisa HaMachayev? And what is the Shas Chalos HaChiyuv? The moment I take something, I have to give it back or pay. So the Maisa Machayev was the Gneva. The object that I'm Chayev for is the Gneva. Since the object I'm Chayev for is the Gneva, and when is the Chiyuv Chal? The moment I touch it, because it's Momon. I created the Chiyuv by my stealing. So it's always Keren Kain Shigonov. And that is the Mishnah in the beginning of HaGozel. Kol HaGazlon and Mishalmim Kishas HaGzel. Tashlumei Dal Vehei Kishas Hamod Bedin. What does that mean? We'll see what that means. But when Tosis, and Rav makes a very blanket statement, under all circumstances, whatever happened to it, my time at the Rav, Amakro Gneva V'chayim, Amaykamach Rachmona Chayim, why is it, what's the word Chayim doing in the Pasuk? Achil Keren Ke'en Shigonav. So Rashi explains in Daf Samach Dalet Omid Beis, the common Hebrew Shmaitin, the Imgona Behema, if you steal a Behema, a Hukhasha, a Huzlo, it got smaller, it lost weight, or dropped in price, Mishan Kishas Agneva, Kichsiv Chaim, Hechyehu Lekarenshin, Shehe Sholem. So Rashi here seems to imply that I need a special Xeris HaKosev. Why do I need a special Xeris HaKosev? To say that the Nignav, the Nigzal, shouldn't lose money. Make sure he gets what he lost. What happens if it goes up? That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. That's a very interesting Rashi. I have a lot of interesting Rashis and a lot of interesting Tosis. On the other hand, Tosis disagrees and the Rosh disagrees. They say it's a Dover Pasha. You don't need a Pasuk to say that Keren Kain Shigonav. Why? And let's take a look at the Rosh, how the Rosh explains it. Umegneva. V'chayim dorish dafke achil lekaren kain shikonav. Ha'kevul dal v'hei kashat samar abedin. L'gufe, for the fact that karen kain shikonav lo itzrich, you don't need. Why not? Because he already explained. Karen kain, of the fifth line in the Rosh, karen kain shikonav milsa de pshitahi. So don't have a push. He didn't do anything. I stole a barrel of wine. It was worth four. And then something happened, it broke. I didn't do anything now. It used to be four, now one. So I fought because I took it. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. So what is the Rosh saying? We'll see. Tosus agrees with the Rosh that there's no necessity pasuk. I took something. What do I owe you back? Either the object or the equivalent money. If you take a look at the Rosh and Daf Yud Aleph Omid Aleph. The Rosh says, Torach Nevela Kamifliki. Helchasukah b'shul d'omer al hamasik mutu lahovi hanevela mitonu. Okay, fine. Bar migana v'gazin shitzorach lo shalim lo behema v'kelim shleimim. An avail of Ashram Lagana Vagas. The Begana Vagazan Ksiv Chayim Shnaim Yashan. Begalan Ksiv Hejus Hagzelo Ashagozal. Ke Ain Shagozal. Umiyu Umbalos Yocholiton. He can pay money. Mali Hei Mali Dmehim. So what is he telling me? He's telling me a very important thing. I'm Makayim, my mitzvahs, Hashavas Hagzela, by the object or money. So when am I Chayim Hashavas Hagzela? The moment I put my hands on it. And at that moment, Hashavas HaGzela says, give back the object, and if not, X amount of money. That is, so, that is the Rosh. We'll see, that's Tosis. You don't need a Pasuk for that. It's a double portion. So what does the Pasuk say? Only Karen. Only Karen is Kain Shagoso. Only Karen is Kain Shagoso. And the Rosh explains why. Aval kefil dalad v'hei lo mechayev ad shas hamodah bedin. So let's take the Rosh literally at this point before we get into the complexities of the Rosh. If the Rosh here is agreeing with Tosfos and Ksubos and the Rashba, etc., he says very simply that you look at when the chiyuv is chal. When is the chiyuv chal? The chiyuv is chal when Besen says, "You are hereby chayev kefil." So you stole an object, and let's say the object hasn't changed. Let's make it simple. The object hasn't changed, but the price changed. The Gemara says, "Rav's talking about yukra v'zula." So Besen says, "Okay, now we're mechayev you kefil. What's this object worth now?" So you're talking about the shuma, the evaluation of Bezdin is at the time the chiyah was created. Karen, the chiyah was created the moment you stole it. Kefil dalav hay, the chiyah is created when Bezdin decides. That is how the simple reading of the Rosh is. And Tosfos is going to say that black and white. Rashi, we'll see, is a little more subtle exactly what he says. But if you take a look at the Gemara, let's read the Gemara. My time of the Rav, Amakro, Neve Vachayim, Amai Kama Rachman Achayim, Achil Karen Ken Shaganav, Am Rav Shesus. She says, Aminu Kinayim Vishoch of Rav, Amalahoshmait. The Tanya, Chushu v'hishmino, there is a skinny animal, I fattened it up. Mishalem tashlum ekev tashlum idal v'hei, ken shagonav. We just said, kishas hamor abedin. Amri mishum di amalei ana patimno v'ad shaklis. I fattened it up. And I don't have to pay you for the fat I put onto the animal. I invested money, time, and effort. I don't pay for it. Tashma, Shmein v'hikhisho. Let's say the other thing. You starved it. Shan tashma kev v'shev v'kein shaganav. So, again, why kev v'dal v'hei? It's kein shaganav. It should be shaz hamor abedin. Ma'ali kol kul kol palka. Kikama rab v'yukra v'zulu. Echidom. Okay. Says Tosas. Mashma, the Kishne spat me leho, Avekishas Hamora Bedin. If I didn't feed the animal, I sent the animal out to graze and just grow and from drink water from a Hefka river and graze in Hefka area. See all the Bedouins and doing that. If he's having much to look at me, the rapture spot may well have a circle looking at you, of course. We look for you, Amos. It's not true, says Tosis. Bilkishir spat me'eleho misham kevil dala v'heken shaganav. Kamo betlev and asa ayil. Yom alakam and nisham kelon dala v'heken shaganav. Afilu shinu lo kone. Mishum do omale otu turi gavim inoch dichur gavim inoch. Rab chanin is alocha. Ochanamik shespat me'eleho motzomale otu shmeni gavim inoch. V'dafu yuk vazulu. So Tosis is now going into understanding, this is the Shita Sari of the Machlokas between Eloi and Rabbi Chanina. What's the Machlokas between Rabbi Eloi and Rabbi Chanina? Says, Omer Rabbi Eloi, Gonav Tlev and Asayil, Ego and Asashah, Nasashin Biyaduk, No, Tavach Humoch, Shalom, Tavach Shalom, Humoch. Esri Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Eloi. And if you say Kanya Bishinoi, Amay Mashalim, Shalahu Tover Shalahu Moche. Omale, Lema Shinu Lokon, Amay Mashalim, Ken Shigan, Sham Kash, Omale, Kash and Hani Time, but this is of Hanina. Omale, Ture Gavaminoch, Dichro Gavaminoch. I stole from you a little cow, a little sheep. Now it's a big bull. What is the stolen object? The stolen object is a little cow. The fact that now it's a big bull, I don't care about. And now there's an and comes to Beloy, says that's not true. What's the stolen object is the big bull, because the little cow developed into a big bull. So we have a very interesting machlokas here. What, when we talk about Kate, when we talk about Karen, so Karen is exactly what you put your hands on and stole, because the Chi of Mammon begins there. But now you get caught with this big bull in your possession, and Bezin catches up, you have a big bull. So Bezin is Mechayev you Kefel, so comes along Reb Chanina and says, listen, the stolen object is the little cow that exists within the big bull. That's all it is. The little cow that exists within the big bull. So, Bezdin is mechayev you for that which you stole. That's the object that you stole. Masha Enkein. If, Rabbi Eloi says, no, the fact that this little cow now became a big bull, I look at what is the stolen object? The big bull. You look at it as exactly the object you stole, or the object as you stole, as it stands in front of you. This is Machlokas, according to Tosas, between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eloi. And Tosas passed like Rabbi Chanina. Why? Because when Tosas understands Rama Rava, Tloim Kedemi Kara, Domim Kishal Achshav, Tosas, according to the Ri, different than Rashi. See what Rashi says in a second. Tosa says, very simple. What is the Maskana of the Gemara? Maskana of the Gemara is a simple fact. We paskin like Reb Chanina. Or Rava comes paskin like Reb Chanina. What does Reb Chanina say? You look at the stolen object, that which was taken. How it developed afterwards, I don't care. The object that was taken, that is the stolen object. That's what you chayev kefal and dalad vehey for. You stole an object, which object are you chayev kefal? What that object is worth, how much to pay kefal and dalad vehey, it's a separate issue. Right now, Bezin creates the chiyuv. We're creating the chiyuv. How much is that stolen object worth now? And that's what you pay. So it comes out, there are two factors that enter into deciding what object you're talking about and how you evaluate it. That is the Shitas Hari. It makes no difference. The object went up, the object went down. It's a fat object, it's a skinny object, it's a little cow, it's a bull, whatever happens. You always, the Mechayiv is the Maisig Neiv. Now it is true in Kefal and Dalet Vehei. The Maisig Neiv is not the single part of the Mechayiv. Why in Dalet Vehei, what is the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is the Tvicha or the Mechira, the Shechita or the Mechira. Yeah, but that's only Chiyuv e Gneiv. Question, what do you pay for the original Gneiv? It depends what happened to the original Gneiv. If they catch you with the object in your possession, or it went out of existence, so that is an extended holding on to an object, then for the original Gneiv, you pay double. Tvicha Mechira, you pay 4 or 5. But the Maisa HaMachayiv, according to the Ri, is what? The original Gneiva, and that determines the object that we talk about. And that is, I look at the little cow and the big cow, because what did I put my hands on? I put my hands on the little cow. And the Maisa Machayev is that. Now, when Bezin, and the Maisa Machayev is only that. Now, then along comes the read, but how do I evaluate the price? You evaluate the price at the time that Bezdin creates the chiyuv. They create the chiyuv when they pask it. And that's very, very clear. When they pask, Tosis here is going like Tosin Ksubis, when they create it. Nira Lari, Rachi Perushin, Yin Tlev and Asai, Lukhushim and Espatmo, O Ivko, Shan Kevil Nam, Yukin Dalavay, Kinemi Kara, Kamo Karen. See, he says the very key words, Kamo Karen. Why in Karen do you pay Kain Shigona? Because the Aveira that you are paying for is what the initial Akicha. Tosis Samach Vovam and Aleph Tloim Kamei Kora. Our Domim, the Hainu Yukra Vazula Kishalacha. Shomer also Tleshel Shaz Gnevi, Lefi Gad Luso, O Kat Luso, Hoibishak Gnevi, Lefi Yukra Vazula the Hashta. But Taima. What's the reason? Tloim Mishum de Omale. Turagamim, you know, I didn't take a bull from you. I took a little calf from you. Chusher shmein domele shmein gamim, you know. Well, gabe domim ain't shayach lameima. I stole an expensive one. Ulishna de kornami. Guf tzon ubok on his korim bapasuk. Give me a chumash. Now we'll see how Rashi interprets the pasuk and how Tosis interprets the pasuk. Or success like this. Kignovish. Wait a second, where is it? Kignovish. Kignovish Sorose Tvochumokhora Hamisha Boko Yishalem Tachas Hashor. Tosis interpreting it is even though Karen means I'm replacing one shore, Ishtvichomachiva means you're replacing the original shore, you're not replacing once, you're replacing 5 times. Original sheet, you're not replacing once, you're replacing 4 times. It's replacement value. And you replace what you stole. It's replacement value. This karma pause of Darshamina, Shem Gonav Shor Shovamana, Lawyer Shalom, Tachtov Hainagidim. Ziv Tachtov, Masha Tachas Guf Hashor. I'm replacing that which I took, but not Heshavas Hagzela, you replace it once. That's Karen. But here, you replace it multiple times. So you're talking about the object that was stolen. It's Chiyuvei Geneva. Mishum Deloshim Guf HaShon Yisgav Apostol. Mishum Horchi Amrin Tlon Kamei Kara. Al Pi Sheshas Tzvich Bo. Dal Vehem Yikomo. Kamo Ken Shas Geneva Gormelo. It's a Chiyuv Geneva. It's not a... The Maisa HaMachayiv is the Geneva. The Maisa HaMachayiv is not the Tzvich HaMachira. The Geneva, if you do a Geneva and you happen to be Tovei Chomocho, then you pay 4 or 5. Shum Geneva ain't Tzvich HaMachira. Aval Domim... Shall ikum tuyim bishum as best, gamein is torn, both swarred, mukmina achili karen, davkinshu. Dalohe, kishas hamoda bedin. She bezdin shaman also bosa shah. Because who's creating the chiv? Bezdin's creating the chiv. So bezdin has to evaluate how much is that object worth now when we are creating the chiv right now. If you take a look in Rashi, Rashi is a very subtle difference. Rashi says like this. Tloim kinemi kara. Klomar. Bolisha, it depends how I pay. Rashi agrees with Tosas' basic idea that what Kefil and Dalet Vehei are replacing on a multiple level. But Rashi has a twist. Bolishalim tloim. I come to pay tloim kinemi kara. So I took a little calf. And if I'm paying back with calves, I give you for kefil 2 calves. I give you for dal v'hei 4 or 5. I for dal v'hei 5 calves. That's what I give you back. I'm replacing. That is what the pasuk says. But if I'm playing domim, then what do I have? I pay not for a calf. I pay tficha mechira 5 bulls, the equivalent of 5 bulls. Tloim, if I pay with tle, I go kameikara. If I pay domim, I don't go meikara. What do I do? Kedahashta. Why? Rashi says they're 2 separate gzeiros hakosos. He takes Tosfos plus. Rashi says, what does the pasuk say? Chamisha bokor yishalim. If I'm paying bokor, I pay 5. Or I pay 4. But that's if I'm paying with bokor. Money is not an Tosfos is working within a philosophy that mali hey mali demehem. Money, object, one replaces the other. Rashi says no. Replacement is replacement. You pay to replace the short. Yeah, enochanami. Chamisha boko yishalim. You pay 5. Arbatzon. That's, but there's another, well, let's say you're not paying that way. You're paying with money. I have a gzeiros hakosiv. Achila keren kein shaganav. What are we talking about? We're not talking, what does the pasuk say by kefil? The pasuk says by kefil, yishalim, you're paying money. So when you're paying money, you're in the gzeiros hakosiv of Dafti Karen's Kain Shaganav. Dalad Vehei, not in your paying money, and you're paying Kefil of Dalad Vehei. So then, the Pozuk says, only Karen is Kain Shaganav, but Kefil Dalad Vehei is not. So therefore, you pay Kedahashta, whatever it is now. So there are 2 psukim according to Rashi, and replacement depends on exactly how you pay. Ain't a chanami. Kevil dalvehe can be replacement. Tosis says always, mali hei madme. That's a general shita satosis. Mali hei mali dme. General shita satosis. That's why Tosis says, Tosis and Marcus Daftet Zion Amar Aleph says, if I, why is there no malchus for gzeila? Lo sigzo, Gemara says, lava nitiklase. So, let's say the object's not around. So it says, the assay's still there. I pay with money, that's the assay. Replacement of the object is just, the object and money are interchangeable. At the Rosh and your Daf Yud Aleph. Mali hei, mali dmei. You can kaim zeila that way. Rashi says, replacement is replacement. If I replace, object for object. But if I don't replace object for object, then it's chiv tashlum. Chiv tashlum is a different gzeiras hakasef. Achil karen kein shekanav. Only karen's kein shekanav. That's what Rashi says. Tosa says money is always replaced. Now that is shitas ri. Rabbi Natan has a different mahalach. Rabbi Natan forish ein chiluk ben tloim liyukavazu. Ochi perush tloim shediba behen habrais tahainu tlev and asayo. If it went up, kidemeikara. Uadin yukra vazula. The meikara shavin zuzu basof arba. Hainu kidemeikara. The lahakmal dal vehelo ama. Rav dom and perish dom da ayru rav. Gondi meikara shavidal basof shavazuzu. Ishtana greyus. That is what the Gemara says. Rav says it went down 4-1. So he says it goes like this. The first yisod, and there's a fundamental yisod happening between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Ri is focused on what was the object that was stolen and how do I evaluate the object that was stolen. I'm replacing the object that was stolen with Kefil. I'm replacing the object that was stolen with Dalet Vehe. The Maisa HaMachayev, he says, is the original Gneva. And that's the Maisa HaMachayev. So the object we're talking about is is the object that was stolen. When Bezdin creates the Chiyuv, the Chalos HaChiyuv, they create the Chiyuv. They create the Chiyuv about that object, what it's worth now. But I'm looking at objects. Comes along, Rabbi Natan says, no one's looking at objects. You take a look, how much was the Gneva worth originally? How much is the Gneva worth now? And you take the minimum. Why? You have to be such a Baal Rachmim on the Ganav. Why take the minimum, not the maximum? He's the thief, so let him pay extra. And says, no. Rabbi Natan, first of all, says, I don't care about objects. I stole something with a certain value. I stole money. And it's still an object. I stole money. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we're paskening like Rabbi Loi against Rabbi Chanina. And what is the machlokas, according to Rabbeinu Tam, between Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina? According to Rabbi Chanina, I look at objects. There's the little cow inside the big cow. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no. You stole something that's worth 100, and now it's worth 1,000. But what did you steal? Now, that's the first thing. Whether you look at objects, you look at money. First machlok between Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Very fundamental machlok that's going to follow us an entire year. This machlok between Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. It's another machlok that's between the two. What's the Maisa HaMachayev? According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Read the Ma'is Mechayim, he says it clearly, it's the Gneva. Then Bezdin creates a Chiyuv later on. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. The Ma'is there, it's, let's say, Dalet Vehe. I stole. Then there's a Tficha Mechira. There's a two-point Ma'is Mechayim. One Ma'is Mechayim, let's say it went from 100 to 200. One Ma'is Mechayev is for 100. The other Ma'is Mechayev is for 200. The Tzad HaShav is 100. So since it's a two-point Ma'is HaMechayev, a two-point Ma'is Mechayev, I can only be Chayev, that which is the Tzad HaShav between both, which is 100. Because I have a Ma'is Mechayev for 100, Ma'is Mechayev 200. But wait a second, I don't have any Ma'is Mechayev for 200. I have a joint Ma'is Mechayev of 100. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, I look at the Ma'is Mechayev, and it's a two-point Ma'is Mechayev, and that's what we say. And I don't look at objects, I look at money. He's coming from he's a very clear difference. And Kefil David Vehei, I looked at the Maisa that was Machayev me. Not when Bezdin creates the Chiyuv. I don't look at when Bezdin creates the Chiyuv. Bezdin creates the Chiyuv, and a Chanami. Bezdin's creating the Chiyuv, they look at what occurred in the Maisa Machayev. I don't care when Bezdin. When Bezdin makes the Shuma, no. If we talk about objects, then Bezdin has to make a Shuma. They have to evaluate how much it's worth. But if, and then I look at what object was taken, how much is that object worth? If I look at what object was taken, how much is that object worth? So then, when does Bezdin make that Shuma? When they create the Chiyuv. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, I'm looking at objects. I'm looking at money. You stole 100 and you shechted 200. Okay, but there's a 2-point Mechayev, not a 1-point Mechayev. A 2-point Mechayev, so I have to have the Tzara Shava between. If it's 100 to 200, I only have a Mechayev of 100. I don't have a Mechayev of 200. Rabbeinu Tam is very clear. But there's a very key difference between the two of them. Key difference is, first of all, how I look at the Gneva. You're stealing objects, you're stealing money. Number one. And number two, what's the Maisa Mechayev? And whether Maisa Mechayev is just the Gneva, I stole, and the reason is very clear. I stole, and Echanami. How much you pay for stealing? It depends what happened to the object in the end, but you're paying for the stealing itself, not for the joint. Now, what about Kefil? This is a halach of Chosu Keren Labailim. Let's say I stole your wallet. And then I hear Bezdin's kitchen. I hear the police are chasing me down. So I go, I take your wallet, I go, I put it in your mail slot, give it back to you. So by the time the police catch up with me, I don't have your wallet, it's in your mail slot. So I lost a Chosu Keren Labailim. But if when the police catch up with me, I still have your wallet. So then you pay kefil. If you got it back before. So we're showing him, say, what do you see from here? And this is exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. That what is the, for what aveira do you pay kefil? For the stealing? Chosu Keren Labailim doesn't make any sense. You stole. No, you pay for the stealing, the ongoing holding on to it. And when time Bezdin catches up with you, you had one extended Maisik Neve. If the thing went out of existence in between, so it was one extended Maisik Neve until the thing went out of existence. It burnt. It's not around anymore. So therefore, but it's an extended Maisik Neve. So what is it? When there's the initial Maisik Neve and holding on to it when the Gneva ended. The Gneva ends in one of two possibilities. Gneva ends either when Bezdin the police catch up with me. The Gneva can end then because the police say, give us the wallet. Or let's say it gets burnt and it's not around anymore, you're caught in machinery. Then the Gneva ends then. So if you have an extended Maisik Neve, So there's the initial taking and when the Gneva finishes. Those are the two points. According to Rabbeinu Tam, so you have to have the Tzad HaShoveh between both of them. So at one point it was 100 and another point it's 200. What's the Tzad HaShoveh? 100. That is Rabbeinu Tam. And we didn't discuss the Shitas HaRosh, but Rashi has a very interesting way of looking at it. Rashi has two separate Gzeres HaKosos. According to Rashi, Gzeres HaKosos number one is replacement, but replacement is not like the recess. Money is tashlumim. Replace means you stole a calf, you give back 4 or 5 calves if tzvicha mechira. You stole a 100 shekel bill, so you give back 200 shekel bills. You stole a car, give back 2 cars. That's one. Chamisha boker yishalem, tachas, I'm paying with the object. Rashi, it fits much more perfectly into the psukim, but Tosfos in general has a philosophy that money, object, they replace each other. It's Tosfos in Makos, Daf Tezayin. Okay. The Rosh, the same thing. The Rosh Daf Yud Aleph says the same thing. They replace each other. Rashi says replacement is only actually with the object. Money is a chiyuv tashlum. So they're 2 separate psukim according to Rashi. One talks about replacing with object. One place is about money. Talk about money, that's achil karen ken shaganav. Only the karen is ken shaganav. You talk about replacing objects with objects. So chamisha boker yishalem tachas gon. In the case of kefil, it's not a shor v'seh. So I steal your car. I can either pay you 2 cars or pay you the value of 2 cars. But then, according to Rashi, only Karen's can't shiganav. These are these 3 shittas. Mezah Shembli Neda next week. I'll finish off talking about all the other shittas we've shown him. But this machlokas is very basic to understand the Yisod, what Knas is about, what Gneva is about, and what the Chiv of Kefal and Dalavahe is all about.